Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. Hey you, so what a day actually. I have been, just working, honestly, so freaking much. And when I went home, I went outside with my brother because it was beautiful weather outside and you know, it's rare in Hamburg, so you really have to just use it and really go outside. And so we had ice cream and if you follow on Instagram, you saw that. And then we sat together for a couple of hours, actually from like 7 till 9:30 something. And we figured, tried to figure out what kind of bottles we take for the shampoo and the conditioner that we are creating. And honestly, it's so difficult. Now we found a person, a company, which looks like they produce quite amazing bottles, and we don't know the prices yet, we don't know if it's a hit or miss, but we picked out two bottle kinds that we really liked, two shapes, and I posted them on Instagram because we felt like we couldn't decide. So initially actually we wanted to do like a square one, but then we saw that round one, we were also like, okay, this kind of looks like something that you really could have a hold on and like grasp really nicely in your hand, and it just fits very perfectly in your hand, and that could have a good touch and feel. But I also love the aesthetic of the square one as well, and you seem to love the square one as well so far on Instagram, but the round one is running up as well, so don't know where you're going with your votes on there, but I'm definitely really curious what your choice will be. I feel like my brother and I, we're kind of more on the square one side, so it's going to be interesting. But also, we don't know anything if it's going to work out or not. We just got the prices back as well from from the person who is producing everything except the bottles. So we have to figure out how much the bottles are going to be and how much it's going to be all together, and then also obviously set the pricing for everything. We already kind of know where we want to go with the pricing, but we have to figure out if everything fits together, and then it's going to go into production. It's going so crazy. It's not going fast actually, it's going pretty slow, but it feels like it's coming closer. So I'm really, really curious and really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to hold the first finished product in my hands now that it's slowly starting to get real and that we decide on like more of the packaging and everything. And but I'm gonna keep you updated with that one. And other than that, today was just such a rush. It felt like such a rush, so many calls and so many, just little things to do here and there, especially for my work at the startup. And I also felt like I've been just really emotional today because, I got my, the moon days. So I'm in those moon days, and also it's full moon today. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like fitting, right? I'm having my moon days, and the world is in full moon state, which I just love. I once read that this happens when you're when you've been a healer in a past life or something, and I just think that's really cute and really amazing. So I love to believe that. And I also dove into the anatomy of loneliness today. So I started reading this book by Teal Swan. Actually, I really love her work. I know that there's some controversy out there and that some people seem to not like her, but I feel like she has a really amazing way of putting things into perspective and also explaining the state of the world and energetics and spirituality. And for me, she really like just approaches subjects in such a way that they make so much sense to me. And so, yeah, just really love the way she does that. And I love, I feel like she's such a smart person. And I really don't care if she, like, I mean, for me, she doesn't have to be perfect or whatsoever. And everybody has an ego or is flawed or whatsoever, or not flawed at all, because we are human, right? So, I mean, it's just in our nature to be all the things, to, and we don't have to be right every time. But the way she's just approaching everything, I just, yeah, it just rings really true to me. And I really, really love hearing about her perspectives and diving into her talks, because her mind seems just one of the most brilliant minds to me. And her book, The Anatomy of Loneliness, is really all about why we as a collective feel lonely, and in terms of like where this deep loneliness is coming from, even though we are actually with others in most of the times. And also, she's talking a lot about how we are all one, because obviously of consciousness, and everyone is just a part of that. And it's kind of like she explains like the droplets in an ocean, and so all is interconnected, but we kind of have these separate parts within us that kind of move away from each other. And so we have that separation and that distance, and what happens on our inside obviously also happens on the outside. And that is, she bases all of that at the base of the problems of society, and also obviously why this is, society isn't as awakened yet. And also obviously what she places that as at the root cause of why we feel lonely as well. And so, yeah, I really can only highly recommend that book. It is quite intense, so you really have to listen carefully. And yeah, but it is super interesting. And also, I'm still reading on Expert Secrets, the Anatomy of Loneliness I'm actually listening to. So I'm listening on the go, or just like sitting down and also walking. And the Expert Secrets book is the book that I'm currently reading in paper form. And it's actually so interesting as well. It's a very marketing focused book, and it's a lot about the funnel system of getting people into your marketing strategy and buying something. So this is basically what the book is about, and just the presence, the online presence, marketing presence. But I love that stuff as well. It's what I've studied for years, and I'm just really curious, because it's such a beautiful success story that he's living as well, and that always inspires me. And yeah, so this is kind of almost like a book recommendation podcast now. So yeah, I can only really recommend you this book as well, Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Actually, I butchered his name today, because I was saying he's Richard Branson, but actually there's a Richard Branson as well, who is the author of, I think it's called Virgin or something, the book. And obviously he's like the owner of Virgin Airlines. And I think it's all fitness studios and all that stuff. He has like everything. Is this like successful entrepreneur as well. Also a good book, but his book, the Russell Brunson book, the Expert Secrets book, is a different guy. Different guy. And people seem to, obviously, not only me, just think it's the same person, which it, well, he's not. It isn't true. And I also got this amazing book, and it's called Get Off Your Acid. And it's really, I talked about it on my stories yesterday. I'm really looking forward to diving into that one as well. But I wanted to finish the other one first, because I'm really, I don't know, I just really feel like I have the power to heal my body and to heal my inflammation fully, and to not struggle with just inflamed skin, with eczema, and with just like bowel stuff at all times. And I just don't accept that it's only, that it's here in, when I'm in Germany, in Hamburg, that it's more intense here, and that it's, that I'm just freed more or less from it when I'm somewhere else. I cannot accept that because I want to be free to choose where I'm feeling good. And because on other levels, I actually appreciate being here right now. So I'm just finding my ways. And obviously also, I said that on my story as well, literally putting up my finger because I just, after this doctor's experience and someone so not caring and not even caring for health, literally just, I don't know what doctors sometimes, I mean, I'm so grateful for doctors in general and for medicine and all that this realm has to offer as well. But there's also so much wrong with it, and it's just really sad. So I'm really looking forward for, hopefully, fingers crossed, and I am hearing a lot of people approaching medicine this way and being a doctor this way these days. But I'm just really hoping for a new generation being more holistic in general and accepting different practices, and also looking at prevention and preventative medicine. And yeah, that's just my dream for that. And really, really hoping for that and rooting for that, and just really applauding everyone who is just going through those lengthy, insane studies and bringing it together with holistic health and wellness. And that is just, I just applaud you if you're doing that, because that's just amazing. And yeah, so I think that's that for today. A little random collection of what I'm reading, what I'm currently doing, what I've been doing today. And let's see what's coming up tomorrow. Really looking forward to tomorrow as well. And in general, the next couple of days, they're going to be super, super, super busy because I also have to do some content creation for the brand that I told you about. So keep your fingers crossed, because this week is just jam-packed, and it actually gives me a little bit of anxiety, but I know I'll make it, and I'll just take it one step at a time. And I'm gonna write my scripts now for what I want to produce content-wise, and after that I'm gonna go have a little read and then go to bed, and to be ready for a new day tomorrow. And yeah, sending you the biggest hug and talking to you tomorrow.